I'm talking to jockey David Perez, who had a good day at Peter Park at Sprayton in Devonport on Sunday, where he rode a treble. David, it was a pretty good day out for you.
Yeah, no, it was a really good day, Pete. Started off with a winner, which was good. No, it was a surprise, really, lost. I thought it was running good races, and it was an ideal distance for it on Sunday, and got to the line quite nicely.
Yeah, it was, and Darryl Horner was pretty pleased. He's sort of helped lift his strike rate a bit. It wasn't travelling well, and he finished up with a double, courtesy of your ride on Predator, which was, and that was probably an expected win.
Yeah, look, I was pretty impressed with Predator. You know, chopping up, climbing up in class, but did drop a lot of weight. Had 59 in the last couple of starts, dropped to 54. It was an ideal distance, 1,000 metres. They gave him a little bit of a let up after he ran second because he injured himself. You know, they broke the 1 minute for the 1,000 metres, and I was really pleased with the way the horse performed.
Okay, and of course, the big win of the day was aboard Mr. John for Royston Carr. He had only two starts last season as a two-year-old, won both of those. And to come back and win first up, carrying 59 against the older horses in a pretty strong class too, was a terrific effort from him.
Yeah, look, I think he's something special, this horse. He's a bit funny to ride. He sort of flanders a little bit, and he was a little bit green on Sunday. But when you ask for the supreme effort, he really, really lets down. And like I said to Royston, 59 kilos for a three-year-old against older horses in a class two first up, very, very impressive.
You've been riding him in track work a fair bit, have you?
Yeah, look, I've done a couple of gallops with him and jumped him out the barriers. Pretty much the same program that we did for his first two runs last prep. It's the same thing. Never trialled him. Took him to the races. Used it as a trial and picked up the money.
Okay. I read the steward's report, and unfortunately, you got two meetings suspension for your ride on Mr. John. An incident near the home turn.
Yeah, there was an incident on the home turn, Pete, but you know, I'd rather not elaborate on that. We just sort of move forward, and you know, okay. these things arise, you know.
All right, mate. Look, things have been great. How long have you been in Tassie now?
Ah, geez, Pete, you're asking a tough question there. I reckon it's close to 12 years now. I probably moved in maybe 1999, 2000, so yeah. A good 12 years. And you know, I've had a lot of success here as an apprentice. You know, I had some good trainers behind me, and you know, as a senior rider, I pick up the winners that are, you know, the horses that I get on. You know, they're not the greatest of horses, but I do my best, and you know, things are quite successful at the moment.
Well, you're doing a fair bit of work in riding for Charlie Goggin. You're getting success on his horses, and the old saying is that when you're riding on the crest of a wave, trainers want to put you on. That's probably how it is at the moment for you.
Yeah, it is at the moment, Pete. Like, you know, you're only as good as your last ride, and when you're riding winners, people take notice, and you know, you get a lot of phone calls when the nominations come out, and you know, things are rolling around nicely at the moment.
Well, you're pretty well settled in Tassie. You're pretty much regarded as a Tasmanian, and that's not a bad thing. I've been here for over 30 years, so I pretty much love the place. Do you go back and visit the family in Victoria often?
Yeah, I do when I get the opportunity. As you know, racing here in Tasmania 7 days a week. You know, when I do get a break, I like to go over and visit the family, especially mum and dad, because they're, you know, great supporters of me, and they're stuck with me through thick and thin. So, you know, I love meeting up with them every now and again.
All right, Dave. Look, sorry to hear about getting a couple of meetings from the ride on Mr. John, but like you said, you'll move forward, and let's hope there's plenty more winners just around the corner for David Perez.
Thanks very much, Pete.